Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
You can call. I stand outside this woman's work. This woman's word. Wool is hard on the man. Now his part is over. Now starts the crown of the father. I know you have a little.
Live and in the studio. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. And this is all about the women today. Yay, girls. So, welcome back. I'm going to take a little time in the beginning of the show to do a little gratuitous self-promotion. I want to talk about a couple of events I've got going for my local listeners. You can come on out and participate. First one is Sunday the 21st up in Laconer, Washington at a wonderful place called Salon Rouge. I'm telling you, this is a salon and spa that's like walking into a French chocolatier. It's so beautiful. So wonderful. My friend Christine Spencer runs the place and I'm doing a class up there called Can You Believe It? The Law of Attraction versus the Human Psyche. Sunday, February 21st, starts at 1 o'clock, and that's a class that's all about, you know, the law of attraction, the secret, ask, believe, and receive, this really simple three-step formula for manifesting the perfect life. And amazingly, it doesn't usually work, or it works for a little while, and then it stops working. And this class is all about the reason why, all about how the human psyche gets in the way of the law of attraction and, best of all, what you can do about that. So I actually do a live NLP demonstration in the class, which is really fun, really powerful. So encourage y'all to come out to that. Pre-registration is required. Call the salon at 360-466-4247. You can also pop on my website and get information about that. And then the other thing I got going is my Living on a Prayer workshop series. This is just in learning the fine art of prayer and the practice of prayer. Very specific hands-on stuff. And you got two opportunities to participate in that. Four Wednesday nights starting March 3rd through the 31st. Or two Saturday intensives. Those are going to be long ones, about 7 hours. March 13th and 27th. And that's at my studio in Snohomish. If you're looking to get more out of your spiritual life, deepen your understanding of and connection to God, and turbocharge your manifestation abilities, this one's for you. So that also needs to be pre-registered. You can call my office at 425-397-7559 or jump on the website and shoot me an email, and we'll get you on the list. So that's what's coming up. Want to give a little shout out to some people. People have been emailing me from the show, which has just really been fun. I've had some really cool connections with people, and I just want to acknowledge Sandra Murray, who's been listening. Jim Coy just sent me an email. Ellen Ryan, Sue Robinson. It's been really fun to hear from people all around the country, and some very dear clients of mine who've been listening. Liz Rasmussen, Angie Heinrich. You guys are awesome. Thank you. And my mom and dad up on Whidbey Island. Listen, aww, every week. Sweet. I know. Isn't that cool?
So very,
mom,
very
pa,
sweet.
Love
and,
you guys.
And you just got a shout out from MSK Lynn, Nice Michelle, Kate Bush. Sweet choice. Where I replied, I know, that would be me, producer Barb.
That definitely. Barb Perry gets all the credit for that one. Now, I do get credit for the final song today.
You do.
But Barb's the music maestro here. So, yeah, right on, Barb. Well done, darling.
Thank you very much.
So, if you are enjoying the show, I really want to ask you to spread the word. Let other people know about it. And, you know, you can jump on iTunes and access the archives. Coming soon, actually, on my site, michellemorgan.org, we're going to have the archives. And I just really appreciate the support from all of you. It's been, I'm having a blast here. So, all righty. So, let's dive in, shall we? Those of you who've been listening over the last couple of weeks, by now, hopefully you're starting to get a sense of this whole polarity thing we've been talking about. Since this is the month of love, we are focusing quite a bit on the dynamics of relationship in the form of polarity. And true balance lies in the dynamic alliance of opposites. And opposites are very masculine and feminine. So here's a little refresher. Polarity is the energetic dynamic between masculine and feminine. It's natural, instinctual, and hardwired in the human psyche, meaning there's no exception to the rule. We all have both masculine and feminine energy in us, but at our core, we're either one or the other. And polarity is not gender specific, but for the sake of simplicity, I am speaking to the cultural majority. Masculine core men and feminine core women. But I encourage you to understand that it is true, and it's not a gender specific issue. So last week we talked about the men. This show, it's all about the women. And I spaced out last week and I didn't give out the phone number once to the show. I was a complete dork. Thank God Kelly had the number because she called and she had a brilliant, brilliant question on our topic. So Kelly, honey, if you're listening today, I'd love to hear from you. Love to see how things are going for you. That was tons of fun to talk to you last time. So we are going to be opening the phone lines and I want to encourage all of you to call, or any of you to call, all of you call at once if you have a question or a comment about today's subject. If you do, I guarantee a whole lot of other listeners are going to benefit from the discussion that we have about it. So that number to call is 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. A woman is hardwired to be the queen. She's love, light, emotion, support. She is symbolically known as the weather. She's everywhere at once. The archetype for the feminine is the triple goddess, maiden, mother, and crone. The maiden aspect of a woman is creativity, delight, innocence, not the kind of innocence that means a woman isn't intelligent streetwise. I'm talking the innocence of childhood, the joy and the wonder, seeing the world through fresh eyes. The mother aspect of a woman is nurturing, sensuality, and vision. And the crone aspect is wisdom, humor, and a really deep spiritual connection. In ancient times, women were the calendar keepers, the healers, the community nurturers, the spiritual heart of the clans. And in our modern world, women have come to assume many of the roles and responsibilities traditionally held by men. Historically, those changes in roles came out of necessity, war times, etc. Later, and as all the way up to now, those changes have come out of choice. The blessing of the changes is obvious. There's a level of freedom and creative opportunity for women that our ancestors would never have even known to desire. But everything has a curse as well as a blessing, and the curse that's grown out of the role reversal is this fear-based sense of competition. Competition not only between women and men for power positions, but also between women and women as well. And so those opportunities in some ways have become something to fight for, which does not bode well, not only for the feminine, but for polarity in general. Women have had to become tough as nails to overcome centuries of oppression, abuse, injustice. I did some research for a piece that I was doing at one point, and the statistics for sexual abuse are staggering and absolutely terrifying. Without spending a lot of time on that specific subject, we may do an entire show on that at some point, because it's a subject well worth discussing. in a nutshell, 9 out of 10 women have dealt with sexual abuse of some kind. And we're talking full-on physical sexual assault to sexualization, which is inappropriate energy, attitudes, etc., imposed upon a woman, and anything and everything in between. That's pretty terrifying. So as a result, you know, we've toughened ourselves up. Modern women are street smart, we're independent, we're powerful in the working world, single moms, homeowners, leaders, entrepreneurs. And we've been taught culturally over the last 40-some years that we don't need men. And the dangers and the realities of the world we live in have unfortunately made that lesson at times all too easy to embrace. But being tough as nails does not serve the feminine. In fact, it kills it ultimately. And believe me, the feminine dies by degrees, sometimes so quietly you won't even know until she's all but disappeared. We talked a little bit last week a couple weeks back when we first started talking about polarity, what that can look like when the feminine disappears. And women are exhausted. Unprecedented numbers of women are dealing with stress-related illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, arthritis, all sorts of things, food allergies, etc., that can be traced specifically to stress. And again, being tough as nails is like walking around with about 300 pounds of body armor on all day long and carrying a sword. And we talked a little bit last week about the role that feminism has played in the erosion of right polarity and in this whole aspect of women becoming so tough. Feminism has systematically vilified the true nature of the feminine. Now, the original ideas and philosophies of equality and feminism were inherently good, absolutely. And the point was to empower women after centuries of oppression. The unfortunate truth, much of modern feminism has resulted in its own form of oppression. The abolishment of all the things that are symbolic, energetic, and emotionally tied to the feminine. We judge in this culture so much of what is unique, fun, emotionally inspiring about being a woman. And feminism, in a huge part, has killed trust by creating that sense of competition, that sense of needing to be better than men, needing to make sure that we get our position and keep our position. So interesting to me that we've been, quote unquote, fighting for our rights as women since the dawn of feminism, and we're still fighting. So what's wrong with that picture? How come that has not actually, we don't have a clear victor in that fight? And partly that's because it's putting women in a constant warrior stance. And here's just a little FYI, an automatic polarity response. Remember, polarity is instinctual and it's automatic. An automatic response from the masculine when faced with a warrior of either gender is to come out with his own sword swinging. So there's little wonder that we're not getting what we're asking for, because, in fact, we're not really asking for it. We are fighting for it. Joseph Campbell, amazing gentleman, said, "What we don't choose to experience positively, we will experience negatively." And women as a collective are not owning our divine qualities. And so those instinctual energies of the feminine are seeking our attention in less than favorable ways. Remember, love, light, support, emotion. I'll give you, for instance, this is may seem simplistic, but this is a really pointed example. As a result of the suppression of the natural expressions of feminine sensuality and beauty, because that's one of the aspects, one of the yin-yang aspects of the feminine is the expression of sensuality and physical beauty, we're now dealing culturally with really unhealthy attitudes, confusing messages about body image, sexual expression, really skewed ideas of physical appearance. And it strikes me so strongly that when I hear women arguing that, you know, focusing on a woman's beauty or, you know, putting on makeup or doing your hair or whatever that looks like is, you know, sort of this, what am I looking for? Barb, help me out. You know, objectification of women. Thank you. All I had to do was look at her and I got the word. She psychically vibed me with the word. You're good, Barb.
Is that because you're objectifying me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm sitting here totally objectifying you.
Right.
Anyway, back to my point, the objectification of women. The truth is, makeup, hair, jewelry, body adornment, dress, etc., is actually one of the most ancient expressions of spiritual worship. Men and women both used to spend hours, sometimes days, readying themselves before celebration of the gods. So it has an ancient and very positive connection to it that we have absolutely forgotten in this culture. And I'll tell you, gals, despite this modern day programming, you will have parts of you in your psyche that instinctually delight in all that is womanly and all that is feminine. And we will be talking in a future show about the parts of the psyche and techniques of working with them and knowing them to form a perfect internal polarity team. But for now, know that your desires as a woman, your sensuality, your physical nature, your emotional nature, and your spiritual nature are right and true and ancient. Polarity is really so much about delivery, so much about intent, and so much about energy. Women can be powerful leaders in the world, but they need to lead from a place of love, support, and creative inspiration. Conversely, men can be in the world to express love, light, emotion, and support, but they need to do it with absolute masculine purpose and focus. Absolutely crucial stuff. So, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to open the phone lines. That number again is 877-230-3062. We're going to open those lines. Call if you've got something you want to chat about on this topic, or you got a question for me. And then we are also going to talk about ways that all of us can start to honor the true feminine in the world, because the goddess needs to rise again. Come on back. We'll be back.
Your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Shania Twain, Woman and Me, great song. Talking about a woman who's powerful and She doesn't want to have to be powerful in her intimate partnership. And that is the truth. Girls, we need to put down the sword and take off the helmet as soon as we get home. So we are going to go to the phone lines. Barb, who we got?
We have Lisa in D.C. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good, Lisa. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Sugar, what can I do for you?
Well, it's a little bit kind of, I just need a little bit intuition or insight here. Taking what you were saying, I work in an office where there are a lot of women.
Yeah.
They're a bit competitive.
Yes.
Managers.
Yeah.
We're micromanaged.
Right.
I'm trying to just make it through.
you're to the next level. you're totally in survival mode, aren't you?
I really am.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
And I'm just wondering if I can make it through.
Okay. When you say make it through to what?
Well, I just want to stay there until I find something else within the organization or something else is offered. Because my God. Some women take this to the extreme.
Oh, they absolutely do. And again, that's the point. I mean, reverse polarity is probably, well, not even probably, it is at its most blatant form in the business world. There's no question about it. And, you know, that's happened over a number of decades now. And the unfortunate byproduct is you get women in these positions of leadership who are so afraid. And they're not in their core feminine. They're acting out of their shadow in that really hardcore masculine place, which then puts every other woman in the place in their shadow and in the fight or flight syndrome. So it's just, you know, it really is. It's a real nasty, never ending, spiral unless somebody gets in there and starts to change the energy of the situation. So
they really do. They need a man in charge of it. They do.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely, sweetheart. Absolutely. And, you know, I always, even after all these years of teaching this stuff, I still have this little, you know, hesitation in the back of my mind about, you know, the women out there that hear me talk about this stuff and think that I'm saying that women cannot be leaders. And I am absolutely not saying that. Mm-hmm. In a perfect polarity world, men would be in leadership positions, women would be their support system, and those men would not make a single decision without the input and the intuition of those women first. That would be the most extraordinary expression of polarity in a business world. So, given your current circumstances, the first thing that you're going to want to do is capitalize on the gifts of the feminine, intuition and emotion. Your intuition, okay, is your connection to the spiritual realm. Remember, we've talked in the last, I don't know if you heard the other shows, but in the realm of polarity, energetically, the masculine rules the physical and intellectual world, and the feminine energetically rules the spiritual and the emotional realm, which means our power is really personified in that spiritual and emotional place. So you're going to want to change the spiritual temperature of this situation, because you can't just march in there and make these women relax, right? That's probably not going to happen unless you slip something in the water system. So so I am going to highly recommend that you do some very powerful spiritual visualization. This is going to sound kind of simple, but I am not kidding you. And I want to hear back from you, because I love to hear the stories of how this stuff works, because there's no denying that when you start working with these things, stuff changes real fast. Mm. I want you to imagine your entire office and the building that it is in filled with angels. Have you ever seen the movie City of Angels, the remake with Meg Ryan and Nicolas Cage?
No.
Okay. Actually, there's an original German film that called Wings of Desire that is just extraordinary that movie was a remake of. The remake, there was some things about it that were kind of cheesy, in my opinion. But that aside, there is a phenomenal scene in there in the New York Public Library. And the angels in this movie are all wearing trench coats. Okay. They don't have wings. They're wearing trench coats. Don't ask me. It's just a visual thing. Anyway, the entire library is filled with angels. I mean, we got angels sitting up on the top bookshelves. They're hanging out, reading books over people's shoulders because they can't touch anything, right? Because they're not in corporeal form.
Right.
And the place is filled, and the humans are oblivious to the presence of these beings. So I want you to visualize this. I want you to literally visualize. And personally, I would add wings, because the wing thing is really important in my opinion. The symbolic aspect of angel wings is a big deal. I would tell you to fill. Do you have any kind of a commute, like when you're driving to work?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. All right. I want you to spend some time on that commute visualizing your office filled. And I mean filled. I mean those women in power, they do not take a breath without getting an angel feather in their mouth. You know, I mean it. They are surrounded by, and I'm not talking cute little bare butt Valentine cherubs. I'm talking the great big archangels with, you know, 20-foot wingspan. And start to energetically soften that environment. What you're dealing with is you're dealing with a group of women who are in fear, absolutely in fear. That's what happens when a woman is not in her feminine. She's in her masculine core. She's in that shadow place, and it's all fear-based. So she's in that fight place, right? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Warriors supreme. Okay, so you're going to have to bring in some nice, powerful, and even, you know, see the angels as masculine. I see the archangels as very masculine, very protective, very powerful, so that the energy will start to soften, so those women don't have to be so afraid. And then I would tell you to also be doing some prayer work around the balance being righted in that place. The literal energetic balance being righted, and affirm that those women are able to relax, ease up a little bit, find their creative center, find their emotional center. And then you, my darling girl, need to come from that place. One of the most important things is to recognize that the women that you're dealing with who are challenging are scared. That's flat out truth. They got a little girl in them somewhere freaking out, thinking that they're either going to be, you know, discovered that they really don't know what they're doing, or, you know, any minute now some guy's going to come in and tell them what to do or take their job away from them, or, you know, some woman is going to come in and take their job away. That sense of competition becomes blinding when a woman is not in her true core.
Right.
And the other thing that's so interesting about it is that when a woman is in that place of fight or flight, she's not listening to her emotions. She's shutting her emotions down, right? That's that whole thing about, you know, being not emotional, being even keeled and, you know, being reasonable about everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is if you're in your intellect, you're not listening to your intuition, because your intuition speaks through your emotional body. So that's another reason why those women are so shut down. They're not remotely connected to their greatest power point, which is the intuitive place. If you can stay as connected as you possibly can to your emotions and to your intuitive place and do the prayer stuff, then you are also, by virtue of just holding that energy, you are going to, it's like the ripple effect. You know, you toss the pebble in the pond and the entire pond is affected. Try that. See what you can do with it. And then if the bottom line, kiddo, if you're doing stuff like that, you're really staying to the best of your ability in your feminine heart, which I'm also going to make a point about here in a second. But if you're doing that to the best of your ability and that place is untenable for you, you are exhausted, you know, you're carrying the weight of all of that, then I would absolutely tell you the other prayer piece you need to start doing is affirm on a daily basis that God is showing you exactly what you need to do to find your perfect job. And you need to really be putting the energy towards getting out of there. Because a lot of times that's the whole karmic point of being in those situations, is not to tough it out. It's kind of like God's up there going, hello, how bad does this have to get? You know, how bad does this have to be before you're going to, you know, decide you deserve better? It really is a statement on, you know, what you believe to be true for yourself. So,
yeah, it's really sad. It's just dealing with difficult personalities.
It's really hard.
They play like favorites. People, there's one person at my level, she recently picked a fight with me after I really befriended her. I mean, I think it creates this atmosphere of, you know, discontent.
Oh, honey, absolutely. Yeah. No, you're living a textbook example of what we've been talking about. Yeah, God love you. So here's a little, what are you astrologically?
Pisces.
Oh, Pisces girl. You know, Jupiter just entered your sign for the whole year, so you can rock and freaking roll this year.
Really?
I
have so much to offer. I'm not their favorite.
Well, you're not going to be. Because they're, believe me, Jesus Christ himself could walk in that place, and those women would probably still, you know, be in full body armor. So do not take that personally. I know it's hard, but try not to take it personally. Again, go to that place of love and I'm talking divine love. Love is one of the aspects of the feminine that's so powerful. Divine love is that ability to look at it from that bigger perspective, recognize that these women are just scared. They're really, that's all it is. They're just really scared. And you can have some compassion for that and at the same time be detached enough to go, you know what, this is just not working for me. And you deserve to be in a better environment than that. So I'm seeing really strongly here psychically, if you do what we're talking about, it's so interesting. One of the cards that came up first was the universe, which is a card of karmic completion. And my sense is this is patternistic for you to be in an environment where, in particular, you're with women who are very bullish. Does that make sense to you? Like,
yeah,
I feel like that happens a lot for you. So guess what, girl, you've graduated magna cum laude from that experience. Okay. You got the t-shirt, you got the degree, you're done. So I want you to start to do some work around accepting something better. And that's going to take a little work, but that's where the prayer stuff can come in. And then I'm looking at this, and if you start to put not just your feelers out there, but you really start to do some specific pointed prayer effort towards creating something new, then I'm looking at end of April, yeah, early May time for you to make a shift.
Something's better going to come along than what I'm doing right now.
That's up to you. Something different's going to come along. But you could recreate the same pattern. So you get a chance here to do this differently. So sit down, get really clear with exactly what you want, and you can start with what's not working. You know, what's not working in the current situation is pretty obvious. So make sure that your list includes that you are in an environment of supportive women, you know, supportive, creative, emotionally connected women. And make that part of your list, but get clear. That's one of the things I'm absolutely hearing from the guides, is that, in fact, you are clear about what you don't want, but you're not completely clear about what you do want. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So I want you to start to get a little more focused on the moving towards peace as opposed to the moving away from. But in the meantime, because you're there, I mean, you could walk in there tomorrow and quit, but I wouldn't advise it. So go in there and do something even better. Go in there and bring your army of angels. I am not kidding you. The very fact we're talking about it, they're lining up, guaranteed. They're angels love to do this kind of thing. So hire them, get on it. And then I want to hear back from you. I want to hear what happens.
That's great. I will call back for sure. And I hope that this, disagreement I have with this other coworker just dissipates.
What's her first name? You probably don't want to say that, do you?
No.
Okay, give me, you've been working with her for how long?
About a few months.
Oh, so she's relatively new, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's got major league stuff going on in her personal life, which, again, has absolutely nothing to do with you. And you're a really good target. Part of that's Pisces, but part of that is your pattern. You have a pattern of being a punching bag. Is that a fair statement?
Very fair.
All right. So you need to have some angels around you. And so the angels that you put around her, you're going to put about 10 of them around her, and they're all going to be holding full-length mirrors facing her so that she bounces off of herself. Okay?
Okay.
She needs to have her energy projected back. So I want you to be really, really clear energetically with her. And again, as hard as it is, try not to take it personally, because she's struggling with some major stuff on the home front. And you are this little bright, shiny flame, and, you know, she's going to come after you.
Right. I cut her off, basically. Yeah. I just said, you know, you were rude. You were, after I did this for you, you were terrible. Da da da.
Yeah.
I can't handle it. It's too much.
Yeah, absolutely. Soften your approach a little bit, sweetie, and do the angel thing. Give that a shot. I'm serious. I want you to try that. You know, even if it's just an experiment, but make it strong and call me back and let me know what happens.
You're a genius, Michelle.
All right, angel girl.
You're a genius.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Take care.
You too.
All right, babe.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. So we are going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to grab one more caller, and then I got some things to share with you girls. So this is Living on a Prayer. I'm Michelle Morgan, and we will be right back.
Like it used to be, then she said. Work harder than you know. I'm no classy lady, but I'm a woman.
your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Having fun. Living on a Prayer, Michelle Morgan, live with Cyndi Lauper. That song was my choice. Okay. Of course it was. I'm the disco ball queen, remember? Barb's the one with the more esoteric tastes, and I'm the one that's just the straight up top 40. So we're going to go to the phone lines again. And Barb, who we got? I stumped my producer.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry.
We have Gail from Ohio.
Gail from Ohio.
Gail, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you, babe?
Hi, I'm good.
Good.
Well, the reason I'm calling is it's a woman's issue.
That's what we're all about here today.
Yeah. I just finished an internship in nutrition. It's called dietetics.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't a lot of jobs right now in this field, and so the internship directors put a lot of pressure on you to try to get a job as soon as possible after your internship.
Right.
And, well, that wasn't really my desire at the time, and now it's been maybe 6 months since I finished that.
Okay.
And I'm looking for part-time jobs. Well, I had been wanting to get pregnant for a long time, over a year.
Okay.
And now I am pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. But now that I'm pregnant, it's like all these conflicting feelings.
I'm
sure that's pretty common.
You bet.
But, you know, it's really hard applying for jobs when you know you're pregnant.
It's so true.
And I've been trying to apply for part-time jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I found a job. It's a full-time job, but it's an evening job for answering. It's an expert phone line. So I thought, you know, it seemed like a sign, like this is the perfect job for me because it'll let me get all the things out of the way that I'm trying to, and, you know, be able to be a mom and have a job. And, you know, the whole thing about me wanting to get a job, I think, I don't know if like spiritually that's what I'm being called to do or if it's more of a societal thing.
Sure. So let me ask you this, kiddo. First of all, and this may seem like a weird question, do you need a job financially?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like it would help, you know, to pay bills down there and things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously any income coming in is going to be a good thing, but as far as like this, so we're not talking, you have to get a job to survive. Is that true?
Right.
Okay.
Right. I'm married. My husband, he's supportive, but it's more the sense of I get the impression he doesn't want me to work, but he tries to say, oh, you don't have to work if you don't want to. But
right.
I get the impression he doesn't want me to. And honestly, I've always wanted to be, you know, a mother.
Well, and I'll tell you what, darling, that is real instinctual polarity stuff. Your husband wants to be the protector and the provider. But, you know, it's a little confusing in this modern day and age. So men have a tendency to do that whole thing where they're like, they're a little passive aggressive in their expression of their stuff. But yeah, your desire to be a mother, and a mother is a full-time job, sister, you know, no question about it. So then what I'm hearing is that you're receiving pressure from these instructors. Is that correct?
A little bit from them and society in general, because, okay, if you don't get a job soon after your education, they don't, it's hard to explain, well, you know, I took time off to be a mother.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like, oh, no, you aren't taking this career seriously.
Right. So here's what I got to tell you about that. I want you to throw that the heck out. Toss that whole crap notion in the garbage can. Here's the thing. Yes, you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. I will guarantee you that there are people out there, tons of people that are going to think exactly what you just said. I don't want you to think it. I don't want you to believe that. I want you to trust that your desire, your very, very deep heartfelt desire to be a mother, is the truth of who you are. It's what you're being asked to do right now. Your heart is asking you to do this, and God is setting it up for you, it sounds like. So I would also encourage you to not shut the bank vault door in God's face on this one, and trust that by taking the time to be a mom and doing that, fulfilling that desire, when and if it's appropriate in the future for you to work in that field, the perfect job is going to show itself to you. Not only is the job going to be perfect, the people that you work for are probably all going to be moms, and they're probably all going to get it big time that you took that time off. They're going to respect the heck out of you for doing that. As a mother, that's the divine feminine, and that doesn't mean that every woman has to become a mom to experience the divine feminine. But one of the most powerful aspects of the feminine nature is that nurturing, mothering quality. If you are experiencing that with a child, you're going to be 1,000 times better at nurturing any clients that you might work with. You know, I mean, people who come to somebody that's a nutritionist or a dietitian, believe me, they need mothering. You know, they need help with the very basic physical needs, emotional needs, etc. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I guess the thing is, I've been kind of going through some confusion. Just when, you know, I felt like that job was, it was like a sign. It seemed like it was perfect for me. And then when it doesn't go through, it just makes me question everything. Like, do I even know how to listen to signs when they are right in front of me?
Sure. So I would encourage you to not think in terms of signs being external, but signs being more internal. The things that happen on the outside will strike a chord in you internally, and you'll know your truth from that. But that's the feminine. You got to listen to your intuition. And it sounds to me like you're hearing your intuition, but you're arguing with it. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to, you know, there's a lot of fear in going against society and then not feeling worthy a little bit.
Okay. So there you go. There's your answer. There's your key right there. Not feeling worthy. Society isn't going to make you feel worthy. Just not. You are going to be the one that has to find that place. And that's going to be through you and God. That's going to be knowing that not only are you worth having this amazing child and having this experience of being a mother, but you're also worth having a career path if that's what you choose down the line. So I'm going to encourage you so much here, kiddo, to literally discard this whole, you're not going to please society, babe. You're just not. It's not going to happen. Don't even try. And trust that if you follow your truth, you're going to also magnetize into your life people who will support you in your truth. That's a flat out fact. That's the law of attraction. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes sense.
Good. I know it's not easy, but
internalize it.
Yeah, you bet. So I'm going to send you some angels on this one. I want you to ask God for guidance on this and relax into that guidance and trust yourself. Okay.
Okay.
And congratulations on this baby.
All right.
That's
Thank
very
you.
Exciting. You bet. Thanks for calling, honey.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Wow. That's an amazing example of what women experience. Shutting so far down from what we know to be our truth because of these ideas imposed on us from the outside. And then we grab those ideas and we run with them. It's amazing. So thank you for the calls. Those were awesome. I want to spend the rest of the show here talking about what women can do and what men can do to support the feminine. Ladies, the unique power of the feminine lies in our emotional and spiritual natures. So you need to honor your heart first and foremost. Don't consciously place yourself, or worse, stay in emotionally dangerous or compromising situations that require you to shut down or be in a constant state of fight or flight. And both of our callers are dealing with similar situations. They're in an experience that doesn't feel good to them. And you need to, first of all, work spiritually to create the path to something better. We talked last week about being in relationships of any kind with people you ultimately can't respect or trust. Do the work to change your patterns so you don't continue to create that experience. In the realm of intimate relationship, one of the most dangerous fallacies of modern feminism is the idea of women and casual sex. So here's the deal, girls. For the feminine core, there's no such thing. Here's how the feminine psyche is wired in a nutshell. And again, there's no exception to this. You go on a date, you're in a relationship. You kiss him, you're in a committed, long-term relationship. You have sex with him, you're married with children. No exceptions. All right? A woman's body is directly connected to her heart. For a woman to tell you differently, or to tell herself differently, is probably the most dangerous state of denial the feminine can be in. So you also need to honor your body, not only regarding the whole sex thing, but also understanding how you're carrying yourself in the world, contrary to your natural energy. It's going to take an immediate toll on your physical health and well-being. Those stress-related diseases we talked about, we're going to talk in a future show specifically about the shadow warrior, the personification of reversed polarity in a woman, and how it affects her energy. But for now, I'm going to invite everybody listening to try something. Make a fist. Hold it as tight as you can. Tight. Now imagine holding that for the next 20 years. Okay, that's just a sample of the level of stress, and energy expenditure most women are dealing with on a daily basis. So ladies, put yourself and your needs on the top of the food chain for once. And there's so many awesome ways to de-stress and find balance. You can get information on all sorts of cool things everywhere. Choose to nurture yourself first so you can nurture everything else in your life so much better. I want to talk about honoring your emotions. One of the most powerful gifts of a woman is her capacity to feel every nuance of every experience and bring it to the world through her honest expression. But our modern programming has turned emotion into weakness rather than the magic it actually is. Here's a list of what psychologists consider the basic emotions, quote unquote. And I added tears and passion to that list because they are also powerful but misunderstood tools of the feminine. Here's the list: fear, anger, sorrow, joy, disgust, acceptance, anticipation, surprise, love, tears, and passion. And I wrote something when I was teaching a women's program a couple years back. I wrote this about those 11 emotions. Consider this. Without fear, there would be no move towards safety. Without anger, there would be no call to justice. Without sorrow, there would be no compassion. Without joy, there would be no experience of God. Without disgust, there would be no discernment. Without acceptance, there would be no forgiveness. Without anticipation, there would be no room for miracles. Without surprise, there would be no validation of faith. Without love, there would be no expression of God. Without tears, there would be no relief. And without passion, there would be no life. I think it's our spiritual responsibility to feel and to express as women. And I really encourage you to become courageous enough to begin to show and share your true emotions with the world. Society be damned, you know, truly. Cultivate your intuition. It's the greatest radar system known to mankind. Dr. John Gottman, we talked about him last time, calls it the crap detector in relationship. He says a woman can feel when a relationship's going sideways 6 weeks before the guy ever gets a clue. And that is not a diss on the masculine. That is just one of those lovely, instinctual, hardwired polarity differences. We're going to talk more about intuition in future shows, but it truly is an extraordinary gift. Learn to lead from your natural energy, to serve and support the gifts of those that you lead, not from a competitive fighting for position fear place. If you're in a leadership position as a woman, start to invite the people that you work with and the people that work for you to be powerful in their own right and support them in that. Shine. You have to own your divine nature as the expression of God in human form. God is love, and the feminine heart is love incarnate. Open yourself to your tribe. Women are community-oriented creatures, and far too many women feel disenfranchised from feminine support systems. So I really encourage you to consciously nurture your friendships with women and allow yourself to be nurtured by them. And have fun being a girl, for crying out loud. Celebrate the qualities of the feminine and embrace your own expression of them. And check your motives for this. You know, if wearing makeup and wearing dresses doesn't really work for you, you want to be au naturel and wear jeans, cool. But do it consciously. Don't do it because you think wearing dresses and putting makeup on is a objectification of women. Check your motives. Cultivate the power of asking for help. That's receptivity. It's a feminine quality. Boy, I tell you what, most women just do not do that. And this requires trust, which is very hard to come by as a woman in this world. And that segues into my final point. Work to trust the ultimate masculine, God, as protector, provider, and heal your past wounds and betrayals. Crucial stuff. Man, everything we talked about last week, integrity, purpose, presence, honor. Be the hero. There's a great play called Defending the Caveman, and one of the lines in that said, the caveman understood that it was his duty to create sacred space so that his woman could work her magic. Be a hero consistently so the feminine in this world can feel safe to express completely. There you go. Didn't get to everything, but wanted to talk a lot more about this, so I guarantee you we will. I guarantee you coming up shows, we're going to talk more about this. Next week, we're going to be talking about the polarity of God, how to work with God from a polarity standpoint. It's going to be really powerful. I'd like to thank Barb Perry, once again, rock and roll queen, great songs. Thank everybody that listened today, my callers. Get on my website, michellemorgan.org, check things out, and get onto iTunes and download this show. And we're also going to be having the archives of the show available on my site coming up soon. So that's going to be tons of fun. I also want to encourage my local listeners to come to my events that we talked about earlier on the 21st, Sunday the 21st up at LaConner, and my Living on a Prayer workshop series coming up in March. Get on my website and check those out. And what else we got, Barb? Anything else we need to talk about?
I think you hit everything. That was
Did
pretty
I hit
good.
Everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool beans.
Good job.
All right. Well, we are going to be back next week, same time. Encourage you all to listen again and have a great, great week. This has been Living on a Prayer. I'm Michelle Morgan. Take care.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.